This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden held a rally in Georgia. That's what the news said. And I'm going to ask you, go check out his rally. Donald Trump held a rally in Georgia. Check out his rally. I'm going to leave it to your own imagination as to which rally was larger and who actually had a rally. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I should say welcome. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden said of Trump, Trump's been sucking up to dictators all over the world. And you know what Biden's telling you? He's been sucking up to dictators all over the world. Let's have that clip that he played earlier when I dissected his lies. Here's Joe Biden lying. You can detect when Joe Biden lies because he has these little tells. I think you'll be able to spot the tells. But here you go. Here's Joe Biden lying all throughout except the very end.
And I've gone now, I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you've got to, you can't win again.
Scumbag, skankity skank lies is all it is. Nobody counts the number of hours they've spent with a certain number of leaders. You say, I've had many visits with these guys. Multiple times I've met with them. I don't count hours. Look, I'm going to tell you, unless I'm in jail, I can tell you how long I spent in jail one time when I got arrested for identity theft. I spent 4 hours waiting on my attorney, and I wasn't happy about it. But I count hours like that, but I don't care. I've done over 1,000 hours of interviews when I was a management consultant. I tell you, I was in Europe multiple times meeting with clients. I was in Asia multiple times meeting with clients, but I didn't count the hours. Nobody does. And then I love how he says, there was one thing that he said that you probably missed. I mean, because he always, when you know he's lying, he says, I'm serious. No, listen, I'm being serious here. Because he wants to reinforce. Look, you got to believe this lie. But there's something that he says is very peculiar. And I'm going to let you hear it again.
You know what every one of them says to me virtually except Orban?
I'm stopping you there for just a second. What every one of them says to me virtually except Orban. So I think what he's trying to say is they've all said this except Orban because he's the bad guy. He would be the Putin if we didn't have a Putin. But let me let you finish hearing it, and I'm going to see if you catch this one word. Now, we did this earlier in the broadcast where I just dissected when Joe Biden says, I'm serious. No, I'm being serious here. It means I'm lying, and I'm specifically lying, and I want to convince you of it. This is my corn pop. But here's the rest of it.
I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly.
Did you get that part? If somebody says something, and he goes, well, indirectly. Indirectly. What do you mean? Either somebody's pulling you aside and they're saying directly to you, here's Joe, Mr. President. Joe Biden is a liar. He is a pathological liar. And let me tell you, here's State of the Union. Here's the fact checking that they did on Joe Biden for the State of the Union. He boasted that under his leadership's wages keep going up. First fact check, over the entirety of Biden's presidency, wages are going down when they are adjusted for it. You ready? Bidenflation. They are not going up, they are going down. He claimed that the most recent U.S. inflation rate of about 3% is the lowest in the world, but several nations reported lower rates than the U.S. And why is he bragging about what's going on in the world? I don't care what's going on in Greece. I care about what you're doing in inflation in America. He wants to make the measuring stick, not what Donald Trump did in the previous term. He wants to compare it to the rest of the world. And there's a simple reason for it. If he compares it to the rest of the world who is suffering because they depend on us, it makes him look better. But if he compares it to Trump, he looks like what he is, an abject failure. Folks, these are just tidbits of what Joe Biden does. We're not even getting into the meat of it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden claimed to have cut the federal deficit over $1 trillion, although declining deficits have mostly been the result of expiring emergency pandemic spending. That's the one that gets me. This is a dude that he gets $2 trillion almost added to the deficit. He cuts $1 trillion. It doesn't even cut it back down to the level that was already outrageous. And then he takes credit. I did it. Same thing with jobs. The jobs numbers. He says he created a record 15 million jobs, 14.8 million new jobs. He says is a record for any president in the first 3 years. But it's not the highest growth rate that any president achieved in that period of time. That's what they said. But it's not even about that. Get this. Joe Biden's only created 4.9 million jobs post-COVID. In other words, you take it back to COVID levels, and Joe Biden has only created 4.9 million new jobs, but he takes credit for all the others that have come back. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. When you want to skew the numbers and you want to play, you know, pull my finger, that's what pisses people off. And I know it pisses me off, and it probably upsets you too. So these are only a taste of the things that Joe Biden has done, what he lies about. He lies for sport. And here's, I keep saying this, there are people who want this liar back into office. They want a liar back into office. They hate the guy who Joe Biden will not reference by name. He will not talk about Donald Trump's record compared to his, except in things like abortion. Donald Trump got rid of a woman's right to choose. Donald Trump didn't get rid of a woman's right to choose, if that's what you want to call it. Donald Trump isn't even responsible for pro-life. The Supreme Court did it. People who brought that argument to the court, and the court, now you can say, well, he put those justices in. Yeah, but he didn't put a gun to their head and tell them how to vote. So, you know, look, I get it. I get the nuance of it all. I'm not trying to make a distinction there. But it isn't Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, look, let the states deal with this. It's not an issue. I'm going to deal, but I'm going to put a Supreme Court that's going to make righteous decisions, not based on political ideology and so on. This show is not as fun as it used to be when we get all serious, is it? Precious little kid, man. He's so precious when he gets up and passionate and stuff. Oh, man, there are times I got to remember that. Let's have a chuckle, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Republicans frustrate me because they don't capitalize on Biden's lies. But what's worse than that, folks, is they don't capitalize on what Biden says, even when Biden's not technically lying. I mean, and he's lying about everything, and I'm going to use this as an example. Joe Biden says, I screwed up the economy so badly that you can't afford to buy a house. I actually watched him brag that interest rates are coming down. We're going to play that clip here in a bit. They're coming down. He's bragging that he took interest rates up to 7%, and I promise you, they're going to come down. Okay, what are they? What if they come down to 6? He'll brag about it. Well, what were they under Trump? 2? But the Republicans can't get any traction, so Joe Biden brags that the interest rates are going to come down. He says, you know, we're going to give you $400 of assistance on your mortgage. This is what I'm going to do. I've driven up interest rates. I've driven up the price of you to live, to exist in a dwelling. And I'm going to bring it down for you. And the Republicans don't capitalize. How racist is it for Joe Biden to say, I'm going to give you homeowner assistance? Now, you're saying to me, Kevin, what do you mean racist? What? Come on, explain yourself, black man. I mean, it's racist. Who owns the most homes? I'm not talking about just in numbers, white people. I'm talking about per capita. Are you more likely to be a homeowner if you're white or if you're black? Please, somebody tell me. Hook a brother up, okay? You're more likely to be a homeowner if you are white. And Joe Biden says, I'm going to give you white folks $400 more to offset the mortgage that I didn't give you. I would be yelling, hey, black people, I'm not trying to get all up in your business, but isn't that reparations for white people? You get what I'm saying? Of course you do. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find about me and the boys. And all, well, we got the girls here, too. We got some very, very beautiful conservative women at work for us. It happens to be the radio is the old boys club. And I appreciate my producers. But listen, I'm just telling you, go check us out. Go look at the Flick Fest, you know, and the movies are up. You can watch it for free. You know, we don't even have you signing up right now, but we will be. And in fact, I'm planning on taking the Flick Fest public, just so you guys are aware. I want you to be the first one. You're the first ones to hear this. We're going to take the Flick Fest publicly. So we want to be like the little mini version of Netflix, the little train that could. Got some great movies over there, some great films, and we'll be adding additional films. Another guy took a similar thing public. Black dude, worst movies. No offense, but horrible movies. But he got $10 million for that trash. It was crazy. I don't know what we'll raise, but we're going to do a raise for the Flick Fest here soon. It'll be what they call a Reg CF. So you guys can invest $100 or $200. I forget what the limit is each year. So it's enough for you not to be a nuisance for us, but enough for you to get a little bit of your money back. And say you're in the movie business. So anyway, we're going to be doing that. And anyway, go check out the site. I love our merch. I got to say, I'm super proud of it. We're not selling enough of it, but at this stage, I don't even care. Because I believe in my heart of hearts, it's going to catch on. And then it'll go through the roof. You know, it'll be, woo, look at me. I'll be bragging about what we're doing. And then people will be like, oh, I've got a pair of Kevin's Trump shoes. Or I've got, you know, this design by Kevin Jackson or whatever. And I'll be in Vogue. And I'll be on the runway in Paris with my gear. And I'll be mocking you. Yeah, I'll be mocking all of you. Oh, my goodness. I would never mock you. I'm going to clean this up for you, but my drill instructor when I was in military school, why would I crap you? You're my favorite turd. There you go. So welcome back. What do they call you guys? The guys called you guys snow roaches because it's mostly, my audience is mostly white. I know that. There's some brothers that listen. There's some Latinos. There's some Asians, but y'all are mostly snow roaches. As that black dude called y'all. That's still funny. Snow roaches. Oh, goodness. You know what I like? You guys can take it. White folks can take stuff. I marvel at you. I have part of my routine when I'm doing comedy is I talk about y'all's cracker aisle. I mean, if black people were called crackers, you couldn't have a cracker aisle in the grocery store. Please. Yeah. They would have to rename those. Anyway, Republicans do frustrate me, though, and I've just given you some examples. You know, this thing that Joe Biden's going to do, I'm going to give you mortgage relief. Well, okay, great. We're going to give you black people a new holiday. Yeah, well, thank you. Most white people are the people working. You just gave white people a holiday disproportionately more than you did blacks. You get what I'm saying? But all black people, yeah, they gave us another holiday for black people. Yeah, right. White people are laughing. Hey, I tell you what, let's just have a lot more black holidays. Oh, man. Why do we not take advantage of this, conservatives? Here's some more Joe Biden lies. He suggested that many jobs in the U.S. semiconductor factories will be paying $100,000 a year and don't require a college degree. But an industry trade group previously reported that only workers with bachelor's or graduate degrees make that much. Joe Biden would be better off if he said, look, guys, forget the degrees. Go get a degree and go get learn how to do carpentry, plumbing, welding. These are degrees, you know, trade school training that you can get, electrician, where you can make as much money as somebody working in the semiconductor industry. That's what he should be able to say, but he doesn't. He's just lying. He lied in Tel Aviv. We're bringing this here. By the way, where is it? Right now, semiconductors mostly in Taiwan. That's where the biggest part is. I think it's overwhelming. Well over 50% of the semiconductors come out of Taiwan. Joe Biden has effectively given China the ability to say, we'll take over Taiwan whenever we want. That Joe Biden's policies in Taiwan are the reason that he's wanting to bring semiconductor technology back. Now, I don't have a problem with him bringing semiconductor technology back. He's not doing it, though. The fabs, Intel, NVIDIA, all these guys are looking to do this on their own because they understand the precarious nature of China as it relates to what they call IRC or Taiwan, the Independent Republic of China. So these people are making a business decision to bring it back. My play parents, Mary and Frank, had a facility in China. They brought it back 2 years ago. I hooked them up with some people in the State Department. They didn't use them, but I had, you know, we were talking about it. They managed to do it on their own. It is difficult to get your company out of China, but they did it. It is so restrictive. But I know a little bit about it. And they didn't. It wasn't Joe Biden that did it. It was the policies of Joe Biden where they said, you know what? We better take that facility out of China and bring it stateside. It makes sense. And it did. And they were scared under Biden. That's why they did it. So Joe Biden makes it sound like we're going to bring all this back. He's not making these moves. These are Texas Instruments, Intel. As I said, Maxim, NVIDIA, all these companies going, we better have a backup plan just in case, because China may not work out. I thought we were going to do more on State of the Union Lies this segment, but when we come back, we will continue with Joe Biden's State of the Union Lies. Keep it here.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's top two picks will take over leadership for the Republican National Committee.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the North Carolina GOP, has assumed the role of chair for the Republican National Committee. He succeeds Ronna McDaniel, who stepped down from that position. Laura Trump has been appointed as the RNC's new co-chair.
USA's John Schaefer. Two Ohio women are facing charges for purportedly transporting the deceased body of their male roommate to the bank to break into his bank account. This happened about a week ago. The deceased individual, Douglas Lehman, also resided in Ashtabula, Ohio, where the incident unfolded. Frosty conditions in the south as Atlanta and Birmingham are being hit with frost and freeze warnings. Red flag and fire weather alerts cover the Plain States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden's got a major problem post-Soto, State of the Union. That is, Joe Biden's got to get out there and be Joe Biden. If Joe Biden could get out there and be Donald Trump, he might have a chance of winning. But he can't, because he's still going to be Joe Biden. Joe the bungling Biden. Joe demented Biden. Joey dementia. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Charles Barkley said, Democrats come every 4 years, you know, acting like they give a crap about black people. And I told you guys, Charles Barkley, the Democrats come every 4 years saying the same thing to everybody. We're going to solve all your problems. And what do? They create chaos. I'm going to talk another day about this, but Joe Biden, he's created so many problems the Democrats don't know how to do. They don't know how to act. And he did his State of the Union. They acted like he spiked the football. Ooh, Joe went up two steps. He stood there for an hour, good, you know, walked in and greeted everybody. He seemed to know what he was talking about. He had a couple of crazy mic moments, one where he said, me and BB going to have a come to Jesus meeting. Yeah, because Netanyahu's really afraid of Joe Biden. They're going to have a come to Jesus meeting, he said. He's going to stop them from beating up on those Palestinians. And Joe Biden had another, but he called them illegals. He got caught flat because he called them illegals. I think we have the clip where Joe Biden said, well, I mean, they technically shouldn't be here. Thanks, Joe. He validated what we already know. Yes, they are illegal. They've already broken the laws of our land. Now, our law should be more strict. Look at what happens if you creep over into North Korea. You're going to prison. What do you think happens if they catch you creeping into China? You think you get a breakfast at Tiffany's? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden got finished with State of the Union. He came out. He misfired. He got the dates of January 6th wrong. He called it July the 6th.
Last night, in the U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th.
And then he lobbied it. This time around, he wants to be sent to Congress. When he ran before, he talked about being, I'm running for the Senate. But this time he says, hey, you send me to Congress and I'll take care of it. Talking about abortion.
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress so I can support this right. And I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
And boy, is that Joe Biden, is he popular with the foreign heads of state. I mean, he knows them all. He spent hours with them. He can even tell you the number of hours that he spent with them. But old Joe, man, he's popular. They want him. They pull him aside. They tell him stuff. No, I'm being serious here. Listen to Joe. He tells you himself.
And I've gone now. I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you've got it. You can't win again.
You can't win.
Oh, but folks, we are just getting started with Joe Biden's faux pas and the stupid stuff that this man does. We're just getting started. In this speech that he gave right after the State of the Union, this knucklehead was making mistake after mistake after mistake. Let's get to the next one where he talks about the debt. And thank you, Michael Jackson, for helping out with the show today. You can't win, Joe Biden. Here's the next clip. It's him talking about the debt. And Joe Biden, his brain, what I want to tell you is, Joe's telling you the truth when he's trying to lie, okay? Here it is.
We cut the deficit, and we added more to the national debt than any president in his term in all of history, and under Donald Trump.
Oh, man. And we added more, we cut the debt, and we added more to the debt than anybody. And as I said before, the problem with Joe Biden is he doesn't catch it. You would think he'd go, we cut the debt, then we added more to the debt than anybody, including that Donald Trump. I meant to say, but he doesn't. And occasionally he will, but I'm telling you, it's so few and far between that you understand the problem. It's not like the mistakes we all make when your brain is functioning properly. But that's not it. Joe Biden, this is the one that actually gets me. It made me laugh the most when he talks about how he's going to cut the interest rate. And the reason is we weren't talking about cutting the interest rate. Donald Trump went from quantitative easing of Barack Obama, meaning the federal government printing money, devaluing money by half. Donald Trump, they didn't do quantitative easing. They did the opposite. Because they didn't have an affirmative action president. They had one that knew what he was doing from fiscally responsible. And Donald Trump built the nation's GDP back with no quantitative easing and just bringing jobs and prosperity back to America and cutting all this fat out of the federal budget. That's what he did. But here's Joe Biden talking about cutting interest rates. And he doesn't remember the name of the organization, which, by the way, is the Federal Reserve.
But guess what? I can't guarantee it, but I bet you those rates come down more because I bet you that little outfit that sets interest rates is going to come down.
Boy, there's old Joe Biden delivering so good news to America. He's all, I can't guarantee it, but I bet you that little outfit that sets interest rates, the Fed, Joe, the Fed, is going to come down. Well, do we really need to go back and talk about what the interest rates were under Donald Trump versus Joe Biden? Well, as it turns out, we have the chart. Interest rates when Donald Trump left office were essentially zero. And now interest rates for a mortgage is over 7%. Now, somebody did a tweet on this. And I looked it up because I wanted to know, is this right? It says the monthly mortgage payment for purchasers of existing homes using the 30-year average mortgage rate stands at $2,309. This is a substantial increase from $977 in March of 2020. Now, somebody then said, where could you get a mortgage for $977? That was the average home price with an interest rate. Now, and what it is in March of 2020 to where it is right now, March of 2024. 977 versus 2309, we validated it. We verified it. So it's gone up, what, $1,500 almost? $1,400 and change? That's the difference. What a difference it makes. And a guy wrote this, Bidenomics, the revolutionary economic philosophy that seems bent on proving the age-old adage, a fool and his money are soon parted. It's as if the administration looked at stable economies and thought, how can we shake this up in the worst way possible? This is what's happening. And I'm going to tell you, there are no pretty words, not that Joe Biden can deliver pretty words, but there are no words are not pretty enough for people to go, oh, you know what? I can overlook this other stuff. We're talking about a $1,400 differential in a mortgage. Now, let me tell you, the guy that we're renting this house from, he's getting over. He raised our rent $800 a month. And we can't, you know, you're forced to where you can't leave. Because if you leave, you got to pack up. It's going to cost you $5,000 to rent a truck, put everything in it, find another place, put down another deposit, blah, 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 and start over in a place that you're, you know, renting again. And why am I renting? Because I went through a heck of amount of savings thinking this economy would improve enough and I could make these companies successful. And instead, Joe Biden did everything possible to make my life miserable as a business owner. Melissa just sent me an article about roofers. He's going to do something in the roofing industry to change that. Remember, they wanted to change it to where you couldn't even hire subcontractors. That's still going on right now. He now wants to tax people. No matter what amount of money you make, you're going to pay Social Security. You know you're not going to ever get it. In other words, if you're making $2 million a year and you're going to pay Social Security on $2 million a year at 15.3%, so you're going to pay $300,000 a year into Social Security so they can give you back a couple grand a month when you turn 68 or 1,000 years old? It's crazy out there. And the Democrats will not let it get any better. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Washington Post did an article on Joe Biden, and it was a 12 charts that explained the state of America, whatever. And I'm telling you, you got to spin it to make any sense of it. You have to spin it. So let me get Trump versus Biden, federal deficit. And what's funny, when you look at the charts, Trump has got a manageable federal deficit. Then the COVID thing hit, and you can see the chart. It just goes out of proportion. Joe Biden steps in, and then it goes down. And it makes it look like Joe Biden's reducing the debt when he's not. Trump had it manageable. You have to see the charts in order to get it. But Trump versus Biden and gas prices, you should see that. It's crazy. I just talked to you about Trump versus Biden and home prices. I gave you the number, 977 versus 2309. That's it. Trump versus Biden and inflation. You should see the chart. It's Trump's managing it, and boop, you get this big blip. And then you know what they do? They only measure Joe Biden's inflation versus Joe Biden's previous inflation. They won't measure it to Trump because the chart would be through the roof. They do Trump versus Biden and jobs. You see Trump's got jobs growing. Then suddenly the big dip comes. Why? Because of COVID. Everybody gets laid off. And then Joe Biden comes in and saves the day. He creates those jobs. You can see the manipulation right on the chart. Trump spending versus Biden. I swear, I would love to give a class in a clinic on this. You should really look at the stock market. There's a huge gap when COVID hits. It goes way down. Trump's market is just shooting up on a rocket. Then it goes down. And then it shoots up again. And then Biden takes over. And you know what it does? It just dip-de-doo, dip-de-doo, dip-de-doo. Donald Trump, if without COVID, would have had a 35 to 40,000 stock market by himself. And God forbid he'd had continuity and had served his, both of his two terms. It would be through the roof. There's another one on student loan debt, which it's no big deal. I nothing to even think about. The other one, unemployment. Trump had it going steadily down. It was creeping down incrementally, shot up during COVID. You could correlate that with his jobs deal. It's perfect way to look at it. If you see these charts, the only thing you can determine was the Democrats were doing everything they could to stop Donald Trump from building the best economy practically in America's history. It was on its way. Now, Trump had his problems. He still had debt, massive debt. And nobody's addressing these unfunded mandates. But I'm telling you, every chart shows Donald Trump had this economy rocking. And then the Democrats went, we got to do something. And they invoked the Chinese to do it. I want to get back to Joe Biden's State of the Union lies, because there's so many and they're so glaring, and they show you exactly what these charts show you. There was an attack on America done by the Democrats. They disrupted our economy. And even when they did it, Donald Trump had it soaring back. There is no way you can look at these charts and tell yourself Donald Trump should have lost an election. No way. And I'm being totally pragmatic. I would be saying this. I don't care if it was Attila the Hun. I'd be telling you the same thing. This guy had this economy on friggin' steroids. But they were legal. The legal kind. Let's shift back. Oh, by the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This is factcheck.org. Checking Joe Biden. And I've seen these guys just do some of the horrendous fact checking. But in Joe Biden's case, they're fact checking him correctly. So here's the next one. Biden said that, quote, my policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment in clean energy and advanced manufacturing. They fact checked him. They said those are announcements about intentions to invest and not actual investments. And I want to stop there for just a second and tell you this. Joe Biden can't even tell you the policies I'm enacting are getting people to start looking heavily at investing. Over $650 million is what we've accounted for so far. If we're able to do this, that will add $650 billion to the economy, whatever, over what period of time or whatever. No, he makes it the de facto statement. My policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment in clean energy and advanced manufacturing. Blatant lie. People are looking at it, but they haven't invested a nickel. They go on. Biden highlighted decreases in murder and violent crime rates, but neglected to mention that they're still coming down from their pandemic peak. So he knows that he hasn't taken it down to pre-Trump, you know, the Trump levels. These are pandemic levels where people were, you know, restless and probably wondering how they were going to make a living. So they're coming down from that. And I already know this, and I think we talked about this on another program. Joe Biden is using flawed data. He hasn't even gotten the data from the big cities. I read this, that it's not even complete. So he's using incomplete data to give you statistics about something that is coming down from a peak. It's kind of like his inflation numbers. He's not giving you inflation as compared to Trump. He's giving you inflation numbers. Well, our inflation has come down 3%. From what? From previous Joe Biden levels? Okay, great. Maybe it did. But what is it? Where is it at in comparison to where it was under Trump? They don't want to give you those numbers in anything. Because they're scared. And I don't blame them. Duplicitous leftists who can't just give you the... Look, I understand people want to lie. I got a 17-year-old kid that... We were just talking to him the other day. His mom goes, "You did have this app on your phone." He's like, "No, Mom, I did not. I didn't." And he's going on. She's like, "Yeah, you did." And she couldn't pull it up. And he was like, "See, it's not even working. See, I couldn't have done it." And then she goes, "Oh, wait, the phone's in airplane mode." Takes it out of airplane mode. Says, "Yeah, there's a screen I saw." And then he was like, "Oh." And he goes, "Yeah, I did it." And I'm thinking, I'm looking at him and I go, "So why lie? Why are you lying? Your mom's telling you, I saw this." "No, you didn't. I didn't do it. I said," "Oh, yeah, you're right. I did." That's how Democrats are. You got to blatantly catch them. And to my son's credit, at least he admitted it once he was actually caught. They don't admit it. Democrats keep lying. He said this: "Biden omitted context of a Trump comment following an Iowa school shooting." So in other words, Biden lied by omission, which is what they did with, Virginia, what was the name of the town? Charlottesville or something like that? Where Donald Trump, he said he sided with the white races. Trump said nothing of the sort. But they propagated that lie. Lie by omission, because he said there were good people on both sides, but he was completely disassociated himself with any of the white nationalists or whatever. But they don't play that part. So Joe Biden stands in front of the nation, makes Donald Trump look like he's, you know, whatever he is. And I love their, when they, you know, we're going to get rid of these guns. As if we're evil because good quality people, good citizens have guns and protect ourselves. Well, look, we're going to get rid of them because these criminals keep using them and these illegal guns keep shooting up people. Don't you get sick of this? It's a repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And ask yourself this question. If we are on the side of righteousness, and we are on practically every issue, why can't we win? It's an easy sell. As we say in sales, when you have the right product, tell it, don't sell it. I have the right product. I talked to you guys about Verve, my spray vitamin. It's amazing. Tell it, don't sell it. If you're into vitamins, you want to keep popping pills, you want to do some chewables, whatever, this is a spray. You spray it, it's instant, 90% in your body. VerveSprayVitamins.com. Put action in there. Get a discount. Cheaper than pills. Done. Tell it. Don't sell it. Look, you use vitamins, fine. You don't use them. I use them. They sent them to me. I used them and tried it before I tell you. That's how we do stuff here. What about a Fenmore card? A built-in coupon to your anywhere you shop. Why would you not use that? You go to Walmart, you save 2%. You go to Home Depot, you save 5%. Whatever. Why would you not do that? Automatic. Its card is $5 a month. It's going to save you 15, 20, 50 bucks a month. Easy. My brother did it. He told me, he says, "Kev, I'm spending five." He has a construction thing. He said, "I'm spending $5,000 a month." I said, "Boy, you better get it." He did. Anyway, let me get back to Joe Biden talking about billionaires not paying their fair share. He was talking about unsold stock as income. Do you know how much unsold stock billionaires hold because they can pay the taxes on it? There's much more, but I got to stop there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.